Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, openly acknowledging Allah is the one God. There are absolutely no partners with Allah and Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger of Allah. Greetings of peace to everyone. I am Martha Naila Abdullah. Oh, praise be to Almighty God. Martha, my given name at birth, Naila, chosen as one who's favored as long as I'm serving Almighty God. And Abdullah, servant of Allah. So I pray that I'm living up to that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that I truly think on that all the time. And I'm so thankful, and I'm expressing it more so right now because I am in the company of someone that I've spoken to also how many years on the telephone, And we've gone through our ups and our ins and our outs, because that's the way you get to know one another, and you get to love one another, and you get to appreciate one another, and you get to really respect.
Nine years.
Okay. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
So we can dish it out, we can take it, and then we can come right back around and see the beauty and how Allah SWT is developing each of us.
Yes.
So I'm speaking of none other than, come, my sister, my husband, Abdus-Salam, everyone.
Oh, Allahu Akbar. Greetings to all of those listening on the line who joined us this evening for Martha Nyla's stunning program of
community
developmental stages and community buzz.
Yes.
What's going on? Listen, Allah gave us an Eid of Aha gift early. When both of us got up this morning by Allah's lead,
mm-hmm.
we had no notion as to what our day would look like.
Mm-hmm.
Little did we ever expect to be sitting side by side. She is my guest. I call it my penthouse, in my penthouse this evening. And we have been joining the community of Masjid Adam distributing food after the Jummah prayer today. Beautiful khutbah by Imam Abdelaziz.
Mm-hmm.
So Allah fixed it, and Allah knows how to do things.
Oh.
I happened to reach out to ask her a question. She said, well, I'm cruising into New York right now, right? And she said, is there any way we can get together and go to Jummah together? Prior to this morning, neither of us had this notion that this will occur. So there's a long story, and I'll continue it, let her get into her program. But we made prayer together at the masjid.
Yes.
We will do prayer and eat dinner in this program or after this program today and just enjoy each other's company. This is the first time in 9 years that we have laid eyes on each other, skin to skin,
mm-hmm.
made contact. And oh, Sister Martha is beautiful.
And so is my friend.
Allahu
Akbar. I tell you, how do you put it into words? Well, the words that I would choose is, it is sisterly.
Yes.
Definitely sisterly. And it is definitely loving.
Yes.
It is kind, considerate, and it's real. It's real. I'll leave it like that. It's real. And you know, everyone who's been following, you know, I had started on this kick about friends. I say kick. I started on this trend about friends and how male and female are friends. And they become friends because working with one another, male and females work together. And they become friends. And there's not that intimacy expected because there's a certain respect that they have for one another. But they have this mutual alliance, and it definitely in work. And then in the social arena, you get to know one another, especially if they are both married to someone else. And their marriage partners understand this. They're socializing and they're in business atmosphere, and what is keeping them in that friendship mode, respectfully, is Quran, their belief in Almighty God, their faith that Almighty God will deliver you if you pursue things in the appropriate way. If you do that, if we do that, and we know we've gotten it all misconstrued, sometimes when a gentleman speaks to us, we are thinking that, oh, he has his eyes on me for intimate reasons. And no, he's noticed something in us that can contribute to his development, and then he has something that can contribute to our development. But it is not in the line of intimacy. It is not in the line of marriage. It is all because there's that friend lining. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permits that, because when we see businesses and we see the male-female relationship and I'm going to take it now to the height of relationship. Beyond friendship, that friendship is a relationship. When we are husband and wives, that is a relationship. When we are parents, that is a relationship. And I know that you know I've been introducing and will continue to get it to a certain point. I'm speaking of the manuscript of Jamal Dean Bilal, who has given a lot of attention to developing his manuscript on relationship and family matters. And it's a lot of personal experience and some recommendations from studies as well and his background in his work. And how that has helped him put it into words wherein it can be understood and it can be used when we talk about relationships. So at another given time, inshallah, we will have him back on as a guest. We did interview him a while back on Saturday, the second Saturday of the month, when we discussed the 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning Initiative. And we'll cut it short and just say, the 50-year strategic initiatives. 50-year strategic initiatives involves all, it calls for all of us to assess ourselves, take in account what needs to be strengthened, what areas we're weak in, and what areas we have that are strong points for us, and then find the avenue to share those strengths. And when we share those strengths, then we are connecting, and it will call for us to be good communicators. I know myself I had to learn how to be a good communicator because in the years past, ones would say, hurry up, say what's on your mind, or get to the point. And so I had to learn how to put words in a bubble, and a capsule, and just give a verb and a subject and a verb and a little other words, maybe adjectives, a few adverbs maybe, but not long because I didn't want to waste anyone's time. And then I was told no by someone that if I ask you a question, I really want to hear what you have to say. And that did a lot for me. That was a developing area that I had not been introduced to. And I appreciate that. In appreciating that, and then especially if when it's coming from a male, and not taking it as an intimate experience, but taking it as someone who's seeing you and wanting you to develop, and you appreciate that. And then you can really say, now, I want to ask everyone a question. When you say to a friend, I love you, do you really truly respect the word love and the level that love is? Because there's a parent-child love. There's a mother and father relating husband and wife love. There are female-to-female love. There's male-to-male love. There's sister-to-sister love, brother-to-brother love. And when I mentioned female-to-female, they were not family members, just sister-to-female. And then there's that male-female love. And I can personally speak of it because in high school or growing up, there were these male friends that were friends of our families. They could come and dine at our home. They can come and sleep over. Because my mother took individuals in or allowed them to come in because she knew their family situation where some, their parents had died and the house was paid off. So the children lived at home, but mom would definitely cater to their needs. And that way they didn't have to leave home. They were in the community and the community looked after them as well. But they became like a brother to us. The four of us, my sisters, they became a brother to us, and we loved them. We were friends. They would actually be our escort to different places. Like my male friend escorted me to the prom. and there was nothing, absolutely no area crossed to even think about being intimate. This was my friend. And for me to discard that, we have to know where to put it. And in Al-Islam has taught us. Now, I was Christian Baptist based and knew where to cut things off. Al-Islam made it more definitive for me that in my own thinking, don't assume that a young man is approaching you in the manner of intimacy when they give you a compliment, because others I've been in company of, and Muslim men who are strong in their relationship with their wives, and they feel comfortable, and their wives feel comfortable, that they can compliment you. Wives can compliment another brother, husband of another sister. I like how he dressed, or it's not saying her husband doesn't dress well, but we are appreciating one another. This is what I'm getting to. This is how we become a community. And so on community developmental stages, our mind has to be developed proper way so that when we say that we're Muslim, that we are saying that we possess the ability to be informed on how to have the best manners that we are to have, especially when I say etiquette is hospitality is the etiquette of humanity. Hospitality. And that's the way the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prayers and peace be upon him, he was very hospitable, looking out for men, women, and children. We know men because the caliphs, the sahabas, those that were close to him, they were men. He looked out for them. He catered to their needing the intelligence that they had a need for. Then I said needing the intelligence they had a need for. Let me correct that. He catered to their need for intelligence and how to apply it. It's one thing to be informed and then another to apply it. And this is where we are. We are being informed on the life of the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, and then we are left to discern the proper mannerism that goes along with it. We can say that the Prophet did such and such. But now, when we come back, I'm going to take a pause for the cause. And if you have any questions or comments you'd like to share, by all means, do so. Now, this is community developmental stages. And I'm thankful that we are able to acknowledge that we need to develop, and I'm speaking more now to the African Americans or those who are human and are descendants from those who were enslaved here in the country of the United States of America. There's some call that is a quest for us to be more knowledgeable of our need for good manners, all because we want them. We're not forced to apply good manners. I will talk about that a little more when I come back, how we were forced to apply good manners versus now we want it and we will apply it because it is good. It is the best thing to do. All right? And we will go then into the spirit that is within us that we have to taper and give command to so that we can live out the best manners that there should be in our life as Muslims. You're listening to Community Developmental Stages. I'm Martha Naila Abdullah. And again, it gives me great honor to be here in the presence of my sister, my loving sister, Mahassan Abdusalam, here in the wonderful city of Bronx, New York. I said to everyone before that I was intrigued and I needed to be here. I needed to taste New York. I needed to feel New York. I needed to just feel the humility, come with humility and humbleness, and get to see the people. People is just male and female, just like I have in Pompano Beach and Fort Lauderdale and Miami and Tampa Bay, Jacksonville, Tallahassee, Orlando, Melbourne. They are people.
But you know what? There's a difference.
Okay? So we'll be back in just a moment, everyone. Thank you for being here on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected. And you are special to all of us. We are special to one another, yes? All right, and give me a moment for my computer to line up here. We know that the scholarship time, for those who have gotten their paperwork in time to meet the criteria for June 20th and to receive the scholarship funds, we are thankful for you doing that. That was from February to June 20th this year, 2023. Wow, we are in 2023. All right, we'll be right back, dear listeners. I'm going to play this scholarship because I want everyone to be reminded.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Nirmat Shaheed, restorative justice practitioner for the Oakland Unified School District and host on AM 360's The Pearls of Women Quranic Mondays. We're asking you to help us make a difference in the life of a student. We need you to spread the word that CWSC is offering 5 college scholarships in the form of direct financial aid to students who qualify and are graduating from high school this year or current college students. Learn more and apply online today at cwsc.us. But hurry, the deadline for applications is June the 20th. Thank you for helping secure our next generation's intelligentsia. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
And we're back, dear listeners. Want you to be aware that, yes, we have sponsors, and we are thankful for our sponsors. And on the next calls, we will advertise for our sponsors because we appreciate all who are contributing to the economic flow in this land, not just in the Muslim community, but in this land. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to bless those who have ventured into being entrepreneurs or whether they became entrepreneurs through self-motivation or they went to a particular school and learned the techniques and really embodied what it meant to be in business. Either way, both categories are sincere contributors to this life, the economics of this life. And guess what? Then they have to turn around and they still have to be friends, and they still have to be husbands and wives, and they still have, you know, we can't let go of that human mannerism that is expected of all of us, no matter whether we're the top person on a business structure or we're the worker, the laborer, however we see it, we still have to exercise ourselves as human. So let's talk about, as I stated, about this spirit that, and everyone you know, if you've been following me also, you know I've been speaking about the jinn, right? And the more I explored on Martha Naila now, the more I explored my jinn and realized how I had to talk with my jinn. I had to first realize that my jinn could hear, that my jinn can see. Right? It says that the jinn sees us, even those that are of the shaitan, those that are in and have chosen to be in the company of Tawn, who refuse to help the human being in its development. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I understand it, assigned each of us a jinn, not the devilish jinn, but a jinn nonetheless that would be, if we gave it control, it would cause us, it would take us down the road of being, well, we wouldn't be given much thought to what is necessary. And we may be aligning ourselves with our wants more than our needs. And we will find ourselves in exaggerating circumstances. We would do things that we haven't given thought to. So the thinker has to be always out front. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals that thinking benefits the thinker. And because it does, because thinking, and in that thinking, that means we plan. We plan for the best. That means that we take into consideration not just ourselves, but others. And it also means that we think of our life beyond this day, right? Of our future. We plan as though we're going to live forever. And we live as though we're going to leave here tomorrow. Or maybe we, and when I say plan, maybe it's work. Work as though we're going to live forever. And live as though we're going to leave here tomorrow or the next second. So that says that we have to be kind, courteous, and considerate. And I say kind, we have to be kind with our words. We have to be courteous with our actions. And we have to be considerate of how that impacts someone else. When as I've been studying it, I study human development. And in my own corner of the earth, this is my contribution. And again, I say hospitality is the etiquette of humanity. And now, so when I speak about friends, we have to put our jinn in check at all times. And as I spoke about females assuming that the male is making and is approaching them for something beyond being a friend or making a kind gesture to help them in certain situations. I'm going there because I think it will curtail a lot of misunderstandings, a lot of energies given to being angry and aggravated and saying things we don't intend. When, as a female, when we take control of ourselves, because we have that power, we can help stem or stir, or what's the word, to guide the male masculine energies into its appropriate space. When we appreciate what the male gestures, and we appreciate the masculine energy being in its space and the feminine energy being in its space, and we appreciate being acknowledged, you know, I can just see how life would be so much simpler and loving, because we will appreciate the male that gives us the compliment. We like compliments, yes. And the male then would appreciate us not putting them on the spot as though they're being, as when I was coming up, the male being called a dog. You may have some that will act animalistic, but I want to speak into the positive that the male, in this respect, as a servant of Allah, and the female as a servant of Allah, all humans are servants of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also reveals that He created men meaning all of mankind, and say it together with me, y'all, jinn, to do what? To serve Allah. And how we serve Allah? The jinn is to serve us, help us, and then we are to be in service to humanity. Allahu Akbar. God is greater. Now, to you, dear listeners, please press 1 on your phone to make your comments. And Mahasan, I'll ask you, too, if you want to share some comments on what we're expressing here. It's simple I'm because this is our life. This truly is our life. And no matter how high we go in this, let me get the screen back here. How high we go in this life, there's a line of respect that we must always have. And there, you can have that one. And I'll just
give you thank you. Thank you, Martha. Sister Martha Nyla Williams Abdullah. Beautiful, honorable name. And you're exactly right. Because it puts me in the framework and the thinking of reflecting on the original nature that God created the human being in. It's a merciful God. That is, he's always trying to create ease out of the difficulties that the human being faces in life. Some of those challenges, tests, et cetera, are necessary so that we can grow and advance in our excellence, because we were created as human beings with a desire that in whatever we do, we seek to do it in excellence. And Allah will help us if we follow that pathway. So our nature sets the ground rules for our behavior. And like you were saying about the tendency to be hospitable,
yes,
right? That means that you tend to prefer pleasing or assisting someone other than yourself first, right? First, we're diligent about positioning ourselves to please Allah, our creator. That shows the appropriate amount of gratitude for the life that he's given us.
Yeah.
And then in order to make that bona fide, right, we're supposed to cultivate neighborly relationships with the human family. We don't have to be their biological brother or sister. We don't have to be their cousin or their niece or their nephew or their aunt or their uncle. Just the fact that we share the same basic structure as a human being should unite us and form those bondable relationships, right? It reminds me, as we approach the Hajj season, you know, we will be going into the Hajj, coming on the 25th, Sister Martha, I believe.
I believe next Wednesday, I believe you said it. The Eid will be on that. On
okay.
Wednesday, it's supposed to be.
But the Hajj will start prior to that.
Yes, the
coming
Hajj,
up,
10 days. Yes.
This, okay. The 10 days of Hajj, and that is the fifth pillar of Al-Islam, and Allah asks us and requires us, obligates us, to make the pilgrimage to the city of Mecca, the Masjid al-Haram in Saudi Arabia once in our life. Isn't that a blessing? We're obligated to strive to do that once in our life if we are healthy and if we can afford it. So we're given a lot of leeway, and according to Allah's help, if we make our intentions to perform the Hajj, he will help us get there, right?
Yes.
And it is a pilgrimage inviting all of mankind. I don't know if some of us know that the Hajj is not just a ceremonial pilgrimage for Muslims only.
Yes.
There are specifications now, rulings that focus on Muslim obligation to complete the Hajj. In the Holy Quran, Allah introduced the Hajj as an obligation on all mankind. So we're working to advance the practice of Al-Islam so that we can return to this universal God-given obligation, right?
And we have the family, Sister Martha was talking about hospitality. So the Quraysh tribe in Saudi Arabia has historically been given the responsibility to host the pilgrims. Now we're looking at the estimate this year is that we will exceed 2 million pilgrims,
wow.
People traveling, believers traveling from all over the world, in the straits of corners, remote corners, some close by, etc. Some have to travel the seven seas of this world to keep their obligation, right? And the hosting tribe responsible for inviting them and feeding them and helping them with their skills, those obligatory practices that will help us complete the Hajj. They are to invite us and take care of us. Can you imagine being the host of over 2 million? That's mind-boggling. Sister Martha, I'm going to pass the phone back to you. That is amazing. But every year during the Hajj period and month, this is what Muslims feel obligated to give to Allah. So I'll stop right there. Pass the phone back to you, Sister Martha.
Thank you, love. And yes, yes. And highlighting on that, on the Hajj, let's think a moment about the male and the female. And I think I've touched on this before, that we all, male and female, we're representing that one body of the human being, the one nature, one body of the human being. So when we think of the male, and I'm often merging the abstract in front of the physical. We see the physical, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I believe, has brought the physical out as an edification of or an example of how the abstract looks. So the physical is a concrete. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the feminine part of that of that spiritual, and has created the masculine part of that spiritual as that one soul. All right. And in the being that the masculine or the male, we say male, but I want to take it to the abstract, that the masculine is the provider, protector, and maintainer. So I'm asking you to see our intelligent self as being the provider, the protector, and the maintainer of our internal thinking order. Our internal thinking order that goes from male and female, our internal thinking order, thank Allah, that we don't walk around with our thoughts on our for others to see and hear and know before we are able to make a decision. So as we're all thinking, it goes through the three stages or three steps of development as we think on things. And when we come out with a decision, then that is represented as I'm considering the masculine. Because once it's decided upon, it's done. It's completed. It is no longer in the womb being prepared to come out. And that is how, and I look at that as a parallel to the mother carrying the fetus in the womb, the child in the womb. It goes through its levels of development, three stages, and then when it comes out, it's ready, it's completed. Even if it has deformed situations, it's completed as far as the process that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deemed. And we know there are situations wherein early pregnancies, early deliveries are made, but we're speaking on the norm. So the masculine representation in our thinking is in our completed thought process. And when we make a decision and we come out with it, then that is the masculine. And so our thinking has to be in control. It has to be that which controls our intimate, our most, and if we err in a way, make an error, in our judgment, no one has to know it, right? No one has to know that, oh, I thought something else about that person. No one has to know it. We have a chance to ask for forgiveness before something within ourselves. Oh, Allah, please forgive me for even thinking that. You following? We have a chance to recoup, to become reboot our thinking before it becomes something that we can't take back. And so this is why I'm sure that we were asked to think five times before we speak, or just think before we speak. Think of the possibilities of what your thinking could create. What kind of situation will be created from your from our thinking? And being that we want the best, we're conditioning ourselves to think in the best way. So please press one if you want to make any comments. I don't want to overlook anyone. Let me look here at the board. We definitely want your participation. Press one on your phone. And truly, if you understanding what I'm sharing, we each can go through male and female. We can think on something. And husband and wife could be thinking on something because they have to make a decision, perhaps on, okay, if we pay this bill and leave this bill, and because you only have so much in money to impart to the bills, and you don't want to leave one bill left without something on it, and then it may generate a discussion, having a discussion with the lender or whoever you're indebted to. No matter what it is we have to do, a discussion is needed to be had. But I think when we think individually on some things and then we come together to the table and we sit and respectfully hear one another's thoughts and then we take an account, oh, I didn't think of it like that. That's the surer we're taking. But first we take the surer with ourselves. We go into a discussion or a thought process within ourselves, and then we bring it out and we put it on the table along with someone else's thinking, and then we take the best thereof. The best thereof. So when this, in the light of friendship and our jinn, we want to be aligned. I believe that that will, again, curtail a lot of misunderstandings, a lot of, oh, goodness, a lot of jealousy, a lot of envy. There are so many wonderful people falling into the trap of Shaitan because Shaitan realizes we haven't really formed a true relationship with our jinn. I'm loving my jinn. I'm loving it because it's not strapping me to go flighty or just iffy into certain situations. It allows me. I will say, okay, we're going to make salat. I know those five daily prayers are very important, even when we have to make them up. The point is, my jinn knows we're going to make salat. It used to be, yes, sometimes a television show would be on and get so engulfed in that, especially if it's in the series kind of thing, and we get so into it. And, yeah, episodes, yes, and we're sitting there going, oh, it's just getting good, and we don't want to get up. And we have to ask ourselves the question, okay, who's in charge? Right then, the jinn is in charge. And when we know that that's what's happening, okay, time out. We're going. And the jinn may be eager inside with us, you know, whispering or saying or wanting, let's say, beckoning us to, no, let's just watch the next, oh, well, no. And Shaitan to incite our jinn at the same time and us. So we're working, when we work as a unit with our jinn, praise be to Allah. That's our avenue to Jannah. We may say paradise, but our avenue to the best of the life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for us. But we have to be real about how we're getting there. It's not just through the spiritual incline. It's through us being spiritual and material. Food, clothing, and shelter. And then in between, there's that, you know, development of our relationship. So we have our physical self, we have our spiritual self, and we have that relationship process that has to take place. We can't avoid it. And if we want the best, praise be to Allah, then we will apply the best when it's necessary. At all times. Now, does it mean that we won't have down moments? No. But we know now how to adjust ourselves. When I'm feeling, I won't say sad, because I don't believe I get sad, and no. But when I'm questioning some things sometimes, and I need someone else's thinking to parallel with mine, that is when I feel the deficit of a husband not being present. Because in the 38 years that I was with someone in my life, to generate a discussion and really, you know, see it from another point of view, and in a situation where you're protected with what you're discussing. You know, it's information that you're not going outside and spilling. It's right within the home, and it's right, the home meaning the two minds, the home, because you can lose the building and you still have a home if you have the goodness in your heart and mind. So when we have that relationship, praise be to Allah. Oh, wow, what a beautiful, beautiful thing. I'm thankful that I experienced it. And many of us who are on the line, perhaps we've experienced it. But I choose not to think that that was the only time that I would experience it. So praise be to Allah. I'm looking forward to whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Prophet Musa said to his Lord, whatever good you have for me, I certainly can use it. I think that was Prophet Musa. Was it Yusuf? Musa. Yeah, Prophet Musa. Yes, Moses. So if you have any comments you'd like to share, please press 1. And press 1 just to give us the greetings. And know that I'm on a journey here as executive director for CWSC to really have a personable relationship with the communities that we've aligned ourselves with by way of the leadership of Imam Worthdeen Muhammad, being in association with the leadership of Imam Worthdeen Muhammad. It has been something that's been on my heart and my mind, and I know that the intent of CWSC as an intelligentsia, you know, it's one thing to be online on the telephone, and it's another thing to be on Zoom, but when you actually experience being in the presence of people in different time zones, or they are making a life based upon the environment that is conducive for that life. Maybe it's cold. This is a colder region in the northeast. Southeast, it gets pretty warm, and the humidity is different. So the needs of the people and how to generate, but what is common is that we have people. And what is common with people? We hear, we see, we feel, we think. What is even more common? Sleep, drink, and then what becomes a little more uncommon, it should be common, but it's uncommon, is that we have to pray. And that's a choice. That's a choice. But it's not a choice when we need to breathe and we need to eat and we need to sleep and we need to drink and shelter and clothing. Those are needs. But we need to pray as well. But then that Almighty God has left us as a choice for us to make. And then we need to think. But sometimes we leave thinking to someone else. And we excuse ourselves from this active participation of life. and we fall into what we call sadness, and then it burdens our minds so that we just want to escape, but we're still confined in this body. And we're seeing it all around. When I look and see what we classify as homelessness, I ask myself then, how much help there would be if we saw ourselves as being a helper of someone else. I may say I'm homeless, but does that excuse me from helping someone else? No, it doesn't. And so that brings me to the song that we've chosen. Definitely the board of directors, more specifically, Dr. Aisha and myself, we said right away that this song of humanity by Abdul Wali Shaheed of Brooklyn, New York, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him to put into form. And he has a person singing with him. I don't know her. It sounds female, but I don't know her name, and I'd love to give credence to that. So I will be speaking with him to get that information as well. But we have gotten his okay to share his song. And I don't have it with me, and I don't know if it's not clear enough as what I downloaded on air. But I just want you to remember, if you don't mind, that he's saying humanity is everybody's business. And when we think of that, do you think that it would be best just to walk by someone and pretend they don't exist? Even if we contribute to their day by speaking to them, or at least giving a kind look in their direction rather than turning our head away. We may not have the dollars or change or what have you, and I believe the strength comes more so when they know that we care. Praise be to Allah. Because by the grace of God, as I was told when I was growing up, by the grace of God, there goes I. All right, dear listeners, I'm going to go to another pause for the cause. And when we come back, we want to ask you as to what is happening in your areas. Share with us. And we will share more information on the Yusuf Shah Islamic Center and the effort that is being applied there for the move from one location to another, and their contribution continuing. They're not stopping their contribution to humanity. And then here in the Bronx, I got a chance to see for myself people lining up to receive food that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made available through Masjid Adam, the Center for Human Excellence, and their display of that excellence, their order, the discipline, and then the variety of cultures that have connected to make this happen. And the loving spirit. Yes. Yes. Let me just go to this these public service announcements, and when we return, we will share with you. All right? Inshallah. Yes.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sabrita Hadi, Director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month. 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
Peace be with you and welcome to Positive Solutions to Critical Issues, hosted by yours truly, Dr. Jamal Rashid and Instructor Henry Hasid. This program is sociologically as well as psychologically inclined with Fiddler as its bait. We examine the root seed to multiple effects that impact our holistic daily lives. So tune in each and every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 Eastern Standard Time here on American Muslim 360. Thank you and have a pleasant day.
God's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Rain International is world leader in seed nutrition and the first to market seed-based products. Our flagship product is called Soul, S-O-U-L. The main ingredient is the black cumin seed. Here are a few reasons to drink Soul. Supports the healthy immune system. Give a body the boost to stay healthy and strong. Improve indigestion. Decrease infection. Remove inflammation and other benefits. This is an opportunity to improve your health and increase your wealth. Please call or text me at 914-434-375. Please join me in supporting CWSC, the Community-Wide Cereal Conference and AM 360, in remaking the world into a better place. We support the 50-year human family planning and look forward to doing business with you. Our website is raininternational.com. We are available at any time. Please call this number, 914-434-3275. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Peter Alter with the Chicago History Museum, where our current featured exhibition is American Medina, Stories of Muslim Chicago. The Chicago History Museum is happy to be in partnership with the Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. You can visit the Chicago History Museum's website at chicagohistory.org to listen to some of the oral history interviews featured in the museum's American Medina exhibition. Visit soundcloud.com/chicagomuseum. To learn more about the Community-Wide Shura Conference, visit cwsc.us. Together, we can remake the world.
See the full picture.
Feel the void.
Read the Muslim Journal.
Bringing humanity together.
It's news with truth.
It's journalism with understanding.
Each week, Muslim Journal features the latest headline stories. Get a fresh perspective on American politics with informative editorials on the news and stories that affect you and your community the most. Muslim Journal also features exciting reports from around the globe. Subscribe to the Muslim Journal and stay informed about the world we live in today.
See the full picture.
Subscribe to the Muslim Journal today.
For more than 30 years, Amana Mutual Funds have provided halal investment vehicles serving the unique needs of the Muslim community. Discover how you can align your investments with your principles in a retirement, health, or education savings account, or invest for Hajj. To obtain this and other important information in a prospectus or summary prospectus, please visit www.amanafunds.com or call toll-free 1-800-732-6262. Please read the prospectus and consider an investment's objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. The Amana Funds limit the securities they purchase to those consistent with Islamic principles. This limits opportunities and may affect performance.
Greetings. This is Priscilla Lukta of the University of Islam and Clara Muhammad School National Alumni Association. We support CWSC and AM360 because of their support of our group intellect. From the Model Communities National Resource Directory and Speakers Bureau to American Muslim 360 Broadcasting and more. Join in helping to build our national intelligentsia. If not me and you, then who? Visit CWSC.us today to make your tax-deductible gift at 910-317-0297. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Nikhil Ukda, Assistant Imam of Masjid Al-Halim, New Medina, Mississippi. asking you to join me in supporting Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world.
Since 1989, Saturna Capital has focused on the importance of sustainable business management.
Originally, Saturna began faith-based investing to meet client needs. They needed a financial product that wouldn't produce interest.
We thought that why can't we have something which is nationwide and people can, you know, pull their money in. And that's where I started exploring the idea of a mutual fund.
A mutual fund, incidentally, is a very Islamic concept. It's everybody puts your money in and you share in the results. So that's a very fair, very Islamic way to invest.
Biggest accomplishment I can think of and thankful to God will be that we are helping people to do the right things.
Founded on principles of integrity to clients and a commitment to low fees, over its 30 years of growth, Saturna has broadened its successful approach to faith-based investing to include a focus on sustainable metrics.
We think that the kind of rules that Islamic investing, social responsible investing, are really very close to the same thing.
We view investing as a business partnership. We're seeking to identify companies with whom we can partner, feel good about the way that they manage their business, the way they approach diversity amongst their executive suite and within their board of directors, the way they treat their employees, their communities, the environment.
To set an example, Saturna is eager to showcase how we practice ESG at home, focusing on employee wellness, community engagement, and environmental initiatives.
We translate these things every day from promoting philanthropy within our community and within our organization to establishing groundbreaking products that people have never seen before.
Saturna Capital is dedicated to industry leadership in values-based global investing.
Look like men. Assalamu alaikum, and we are back. I pray that you appreciated those sponsors. And if you're in an area where and you want to become a sponsor, by all means, let us know by sending an email to info@cwsc.us. If you have a new idea or you have something that you want to share and you've been looking for the avenue to express yourself, either by way of a public service announcement, we want to hear from you. Email us, info@cwsc.us, or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297, and leave a message. And if your message is longer than 3 minutes, well, it's going to cut you off, right? But you can always call back in and finish your complete your message. All right. Okay, so we look forward to hearing from you. And then if you want to know more about the different hosts and their presentation, go to cwsc.us, click on podcasts, and the podcasts that have been aired will appear, and you can choose to go to find your host, the podcast, or the presentation that they present, the information that they present on, and you will be able to click on that and listen to your host. All right? By all means. Now, sometimes we do, and for those who are going and looking for a particular podcast, and you say, wow, it's not there. Well, sometimes we only have, what we say only, 7 hours in the day, American Muslim 360, that we can present. So there are times when we have other presentations going on and we want to air it on AM 360. That means then there's a process whereby we have to
we who are hosts and who have the technical experience, we download, we will go to a certain time that parallels with the time we need, and we will download that presentation, and that gives us time, ability to create our presentation and air it. Now, we can also go back, and the show that we downloaded, we can also re-upload it in the archive arena, and it will become still go back into the lineup of the podcast. So that means that, you know, we found a way to get more time when we need it, more time than 7 hours. All right? All right. So it was just a matter of those who download the presentations of someone that they re-upload it and put it into the podcast lineup. All right, having said that, we know that we've been, well, I've been speaking with youth, and I want you to know that what's happening in the Tampa Bay area, in the state of Florida, let alone Tampa Bay area, the state of Florida, we have taken to heart a concern that we have, and then testing ourselves to connect with our young, and not just connect with them for the purpose of asking them, what is it you want to do? How do you want to, appreciating their company, number one, letting them know that we see them, we hear them, and that we do want their participation, but we want it in the sense of those who have gone through college, those who have generically graduated. I say generically because, you know, there are those who get their GED. And they go on, and they some become self-motivated and become entrepreneurs, and some just connect with other companies, and they get on. What is important is that they find a discipline in their life that they're not causing havoc in anyone else's life. I think that's a biggie. And they're not finding themselves mentally depraved. I'm touching on that because I don't know if I, in a sense, as a mother, in my impressing upon my sons to go to college, to become this, we owned our home, right? And I wanted my sons, three sons, I wanted one to be a plumber, I wanted one to be an electrician, I wanted one to be the construction person. So that, yes, definitely, first thing first was anything goes wrong in the home, I have their expertise, right? So I had one son who was really good at being mechanic as well. I wanted all three of them to be mechanically sound, I mean, as far as being a car mechanic, being able to work on their cars, on my car too. But my youngest son, he became more agile with that. He could work on his vehicle, and he could do construction, and he didn't mind giving his hand to plumbing. Now, neither of them became an electrician. That's what I wanted also. But nonetheless, they have their place in life. When we as parents want them to do certain things, yes. And if you have any comments you'd like to share now, please by all means press 1 before we are off air here. But I'm mentioning this because what is happening in the Florida area, we're connecting with the younger generation, and we're asking them to give their input, but we're also expressing our appreciation of them. That's what I wanted to highlight. And in doing so, we're not letting go of the reins of what we know that we should be responsible for, and that is providing the womb of development for them. So those who are older now, in their 40s and 50s, they have children. And now their children are looking at us, and they're loving the environment that we're providing, but they want to know the longevity of it. And I know for a fact that that's where we like went off the cliff. the longevity of what we were providing. Once they left the womb of the masjid, physical building, then we hadn't conducted enough in the neighborhoods to the point that they could go from planting food, growing up, having the education, coming back and planting foods and building businesses and becoming a part of the whole makeup of the community themselves. We had not provided that. But what I see here in New York, I see a variety of entrepreneurs, business people, providing for the need. And I said to the Chinese community this morning, a person of the Chinese community, I said, you all have found your niche. You found your niche in providing food, but also now they saw that there was a need, and here I am. I was in need of transportation, feasible money-wise transportation that would take me from Florida all the way up to New York. And I could do it in pit stops if I wanted to. I mean, you pay the price, you know, leaving from Florida. I left from Atlanta by way of the Chinese communication. They call it the Wanda Coach, Wanda Coach, W-A-N-D-A. And I found it was very nice. The people on the bus, we were looking out for one another. We didn't want anybody left. Time management was very much, they delivered on time management. They blew their horn. If you weren't out of that store, they did about four stops for us along the way. And if you weren't out, guess what? You were left. Hopefully you were still in there because you weren't staying at that town or city. But, you know, here's one hand is up. Let's go to 3810-399. Deprita Haji, come on down, my sister. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam to you, my dear Mata Naila Abdullah, big old hoods. Okay, all right, everybody, don't start nothing. Now, I have to greet the host of the show first. That's just proper protocol. You know, you've always been in it. So, you know, I love you so much, Carol. Thank you so much. You done made it home. I ain't going to be big long, y'all. You done made it home.
I'm Florida. Here with Mahasin in her home. I'm in Mahasin's home in New York.
I heard something about New York going on. You you out the door. Don't you? We ain't going to talk on this right now, okay? But I just want to say, thank hugs and love to everyone. And yes, this is the preacher Hadi from Flint, Michigan. And I just want to thank you and Dr. Aisha so much and for your diligent work in presenting the Juneteenth celebration. And sometimes some of them wasn't coming all the way in, but that's okay. We will weave in and out, you know, or it'd get real snowy. And then I said, well, she's going to straighten it out. We'll be able to go back and retrieve that, inshallah. Yes, ma'am. But we do appreciate your
Alhamdulillah. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And for those who couldn't hear it clearly on AM360, because sometimes the microphone, we couldn't get it adjusted just right. It was too loud and the phone was too close on my part. But Imam Omar Shakir came through with his Facebook, YouTube, Facebook. He has it on there. So if you go to Masjid Bilal Ibn Rabah, you will be able to see it and hear it. If you go to Masjid Muhammad with Imam Yahya Abdullah, you will be able to hear it and see it. He was there after Jummah, so Imam Omar Shakir has even the Jummah presentation. So we were on call, on beat, and we were ready to provide for our listeners. So alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, isn't that wonderful? Well, we certainly do appreciate you and Dr. Aisha for being diligent. And this baby too, Khalida too, Khalida Abdul Aziz.
Yes. And Munira Habil.
She presented.
Yeah.
And Jamal Dean Balam, he presented.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you know, you all, hey, high five, everybody, y'all. You were doing really good, and that's what we really appreciate. We see you, CWSC, out there, .us, us, out there. You know, we really do. Yes, ma'am, we really do appreciate it. But we'll talk, my love.
All right. And then let me tell you, I'm here. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, I was looking at your topic this evening, too, when you were saying that that was a self-assessment or developing the developmental stages of yourself and your development of the friend versus in love.
Yes, mistaking it to be an intimate approach wherein the opposite sex is really giving you a compliment from the kindness of their heart in words and in their mannerism, and they're being considerate.
Yeah. That's right. Don't start nothing. You better be that way all the time. And me too. Don't start nothing. You know, I don't play with none of them, girl. I really don't. But anyway, and I thank Allah for allowing me the opportunity to just come to know the people that He's blessed me to come to know. And I'm like, oh, Allah. Mm. And, you know, you don't go out to do this like that, but you go out to do the work of the mission that you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put you on. And so, you do it according to how you can move around and get it done. But however, you certainly, make sure that you get it out there and get it done. And I've had opportunity to do a little traveling. Yeah, I'm not the big traveler. But I traveled a lot when I was a youngster, and then when I got, enough to drive almost, and then that part. And then, honey, finally, when I had an opportunity where I could kind of set local and kind of get some things done from my office in this city, I was like, I took very much advantage of it. I said to my sons, I said, this is a Kodak moment. Because now I get to focus locally where I'm at rather than having to drive abroad and, and be more involved with being there, so much so. But you do it so well, young lady, that you're able to do it right there locally. And, on a level, what we're dealing with, CWSC. And .us and the other endeavors that we're getting into as well as this intelligentsia, I'm not going to take up a program, girl. You can stop me when you want to, but this is the truth. And it has to, and this is all getting into developmental staging right now. What you're speaking of, and you to share. Your travels, and it's just a beautiful thing. See, all of this, everybody's developmental stage. Yes. You'll see. And so when we get there, we're like, I'm the happy one. I'm like, yay, energetic, and I'll be singing and dancing. Thank you so much. I lost you. I lost the honor. You're so kind. I can't say it enough, And so I'm a lot. Yeah, I can't say enough. I just said, oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bless me. And he say, be admiral. So, you know how to present this without all over the table with tears or over to, but just right there what he said, And when he said, receive with good cheer, that's good spirits. Mm-hmm. Good happiness, above, reaching all the way up as far as you can stretch up to him. And as far as you can stretch your arm wide out for him, which we know we'll never reach, but it's just the point. We're so willing to give. We give all that we have, all that we are. It belongs to our Lord, and we thank him so kindly for allowing us to be. And then going to top it all off and say, okay, you can serve me too. You can serve me. In what, now, you know, what I've given to you, guess what you can do? You can serve me if you'd like. I'll accept that. And you'd be like, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You're going to, oh, my goodness, that is so kind. That is so kind. Because, see, he, you know, he could have then said, well, since I created you, no, you just make sure you do this here for me, and you get whatever I decide, and it might not just be all that good for you. He said everything he decides, since your loving heart comes to him like that, everything he gives to you. And you, like, you can't stretch your arms far enough though to say, well, I love you so much. Love you so much all around you that I know. Or all the way as much as I can stretch up, you know. It's that
And then we're hugging ourselves.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You heard me. I said, and then we're hugging ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
When we say we love you, Allah, and then we're really hugging ourselves, it's saying, oh, yeah. Allah, because we can't. Yes.
Yeah. When we meet the wonderful people like we are meeting, it's like, okay, so that's like a connection right there. Now, maybe I can't put my arm all around like that, but we can all take our hands and just put them together and make the chain as long as it needs to be. As long, you know, just make it long until we find and make the link, you know. If that's what Allah say, well, right there, that's big enough where I want it to be. And we'll do that, and then we'll start another link. You see, if that's what he say, if that's what he say he want to do, then, you know, then we'll close that one off. But when he say, as long as we making the link, don't limit yourself. Don't limit yourself. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he give his servant what his servant asks for, and he gives his servant what his servant wants. He also says to his servant, I am as you think I am. And then another, he says, I am as my servant expects I am. You mean to tell me, even give me the, to say I could even expect of you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You mean, I'm so thankful to you to you allow me to say that I can have the expectation of do this and do that. Allah, no. Just hold on, Missy. And Mister, don't start nothing. But in any case, yes. Yeah, so we're excited, and we got, hey, look here, we close up on Mount Arafat, I believe it's next Wednesday, isn't it? That's the evening.
Yes, ma'am.
Then right after that, Eid. So now they say, well, you get on so many days. Okay, then who said you don't get started when just for the thought of it? You started then. Rather than putting a limit on ourselves, you know what I'm saying? Oh, we got.
Mm-hmm. Let me correct. I said yes. I apologize. Tuesday is Arafat. Yeah, Tuesday is Arafat.
Okay, and then Wednesday
and
is
then
Eid.
Wednesday is Eid. Yes.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, that's what I'm looking forward to, and that's what I'm speaking of, my love. So we're excited. We're in a position to you know, to receive all that this is offering. I mean, it's just so many wonderful blessings going on. And remembering that the goal of us is back to the heaven. The goal is back to the heaven. Because remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to us, he said, and when I say us, our father Adam, and our mother Hawa, and where his originated that jinn there. All of them had to go, but I'm just saying at that point in time, and he said, well, you got to go, and this is what you're going to do. Your dwelling going to place going to be, it's going to be up out of here, I'm telling you. So you ain't got enough for one other place to go, and that's in the earth, and that's where you're going. He said, now, but for surety now, I'm not going to leave you there. And you know, Allah is Al-Haq, and he's all truthful and the most truthful all the time. He says, for of a surety, I will return for you. I'll bring you back out there. So when I send my guidance, you go straightway to that guidance. Because that's going to be the guidance that's going to get you straight up the road to the heavens. You know, when you get up there, you know if you're going up to the heaven. Now, somewhere, sometime now, however long it be, you got to get to the door. You got to get to the door where the door be open. And that's when the angels will welcome us. And they'll say, peace. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, enter my servant in complete rest and satisfaction. Your Lord
and
will
a job
be with
well
you.
Done.
Job well done is exactly what he says. So this, we got to keep that focus. That's the focus. That's what keeps our spirit as it is, and it's the much good cheer and the best outlook we see. Because you know, now we get tested with all these great blessings, and so when it comes, when you see the test, just keep the prayer, keep the faith, stay strong. Remember what the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, he said, there was a time in the Quran was saying that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, he said, and the believers with him, he said, where is the help of Allah? It was so that intense, and Allah, highly glorified as he assured them, the help of Allah is always here. Always, you know. So alhamdulillah, so we hold on. We say, okay, we can do this. We can do this. We don't know how many more miles we got. And I know we only got a half a little cup of water or something now. Now you only got so many drops, and we don't know how many we got to go, but we're going to go and go all with what we got. Because Allah spent a lot of Allah say what? He said, go you for equip heavily or lightly, you see. So, you know, you keep it moving. Because why? We're on our way back to the heaven. We're all aboard heaven train. Heaven bound. You know.
Yeah, you got to catch. We say, get on board. Join hands.
Yes.
Come on the love train.
All right, now, on side of the mountain, now you have the cabbage patch going on. And y'all always talking about these Zooms and what is these other ones they got last night? We got the Zoom and Google Meet and all this. All right, you'll be seeing the cabbage patch, too. You'll sure be seeing the cabbage patch.
You'll be doing the cabbage patch.
Singing like that, they'll be seeing the saying, you believe, honey? We were in this business meeting. She gets up and does the cabbage patch. I said, yes, that was me. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, ma'am. The wonderful
I remember once when the imam was, and there was this lovely sister came, the imam was striking a nerve with her, and she was so, it was so endearing to her to have him share as he was sharing, and for her to be elderly and to see this young man give it up like that. Yes. She shouted in, just coming out from behind those, there were pews that they were sitting in. And she just come out, and she just started to just turn around in circles and just move about. Just walk. And the man said, don't bother her. Don't bother her. Her spirit was in tune with everything going that he was saying.
That's right.
Yes.
Isn't that a beautiful thing? Isn't that just wonderful? The spirit that we have. You know, the spirit that we have. Yes, ma'am. So, Martha and everyone, I appreciate you all so kindly for allowing me the opportunity just to share in my, you know, my insight and my thinking according to the topic and everything this evening, and the fact that we are developing, and we're developing in stages because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He gives it to us in measures, you know, stages, measures, you know. So alhamdulillah, I certainly do appreciate you so kindly. I really do. I appreciate you. Oh,
and
thank
you,
you so kindly.
We appreciate you too.
Getting the PSA, I heard it. I heard it.
You heard it?
With
yes,
the new
ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. With the 5 to 7, I'm like, hey, we got it. Okay. So I need to, but you know what is? You went into a little bit of it tonight. I'm not going to hold y'all up with it, but you went into a little bit of it tonight, and you said we'll talk about it. Because, yeah, that down, because I was putting it together. You know, been schooling me for a while now, and I've been putting it all together pretty much. But, you know, when you're talking this evening, you said, yeah, but that's when you download it, and then you upload it to the studio. You download and make an MP3, and then you upload it to the studio.
That is correct.
Alhamdulillah. So I'm going to get that straightened out. Yes, because that would be an assistance as well, since our PSA person is, you know, having health issues they're having to deal with. And I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him to, you know, be expedient recovery. And but while he is, and we're going to learn so that it won't be so much stress on him. In terms of making sure everyone gets their PSA. Because if we all know how to do it, this is a book I read when I first went into management. I'm sure you all probably know it. It was called The 1 Minute Manager. The 1 Minute Manager.
Yes,
and,
I've read that one too.
Yeah. And so this is what it's all about here today, in the perspective of where Allah, highly glorified as He, has given us an opportunity to meet and be and make things develop. Together we make it to develop. The whatever that is, we're manifesting. And for surety, we really do appreciate Imam Wardi Muhammad. Thank Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, for him, because, you know, he was kind enough to share and make a blueprint. You know, make the blueprint, let you know, hey, here's the blueprint right here. There it is. So if I'm not here to just tell you myself, then here it is right here. Just read it right here. I'm still saying it. I'm just not here to say it. You know, and those of us that are studious and we follow what the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to us. And I have to say, you know, and I have to say for us, because we didn't even know about Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, when we didn't know this information. You see, that was a time we didn't necessarily know this information. What we heard was a different story. It was like, wait a minute. That was, as a matter of fact, what that young man name? What was his name? And they had the picture on the wall and with the Quran open. And what?
Farad Muhammad?
Farad. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. and this was, you know, like Islam, you know, like that was the way, you know, but, and it was, it opened up what it was supposed to open up, as you say, for who it was supposed to open up for, and get in the hands. That's the work of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get in the hands that this can continue so that we will forever now stay in the light when we were once in the dark. You know, we've been really, really, you know, elevated, you know, through his teaching. I tell you, really, as a people. Now, when we can come together as a people and understand this and really for real work together, I mean for real, y'all, nobody should be homeless. Nobody, right? And we mean nobody, but for a surety, you want to make sure that none in your ethnic group, for us, your responsibility to be is to have that available. You want to make sure of that, because now you got it done like that in your perspective place, and this is teaching on the unrealized Muhammad, and Allah bless him in paradise, and his wife too, declare that this is the blessing that he's given us to this point. And that's what we we move on in. We move on in. And it's just wonderful. So I say Imam Wardi Muhammad because that's what we're working on. He left in the blueprint. He left instructive measures. You know how some people got a hard time doing the instruction thing, you know, hearing. I got to get it from you. You don't have to, baby. Then you just read it. Just read it. You don't have to. I heard Imam Wardi Muhammad say one time, he said, you don't even have to say it from me. Just read it so you'll have it, so you'll know. Because you know how we have all these biases and things because we human and just get crazy and instead of staying on the right path and the track of everything, you know. So I love developmental stages, my dear heart, of the program and the way you have it structured and everything. I want to remind everyone, if you don't mind, and I'm going to get off this after this, if you don't mind, everyone know when I'm coming on. New time, or you can just play it, PSA, it's up to you. But
no,
I
by all means.
Okay, I'm the law. Yes, everyone, you know I'm here every Saturday evening from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, right here on AM 360, the number one listening radio station in the nation. And you know, as Alice Mom and Focus Learning Lab, I am your host, Dapreetha Hadi. Don't start, and you know you're always getting the hugs and love. And I thank you for allowing me to do it on your program too, my love. But in any case, yes, and we are talking about, as we know that we're on our way up to the heaven. Allah has come and retrieved us on the path to the heaven, so that when we get up there, the gates will be open for us, and the angels will tell us, peace be unto you and welcome. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, enter my servant, you know, in complete rest and satisfaction. Because it's to travel a journey, it's a journey. You know, we get tired. You know, we're human. And but we talk on this, and we're working to the destination heaven. That's what we're doing. We destination paradise, back to the paradise. That's destination as Sun and Focus Learning Lab. So we are learning the 99 known attributes, 99 known names and beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, known as Al-Asma ul-Husna. Yeah, and that leads you straight to the gate, and the gate be open. Then say you might get halfway, and then you said something, you did something, you fell off. No, this is straight up. Allah says straight to the door. This is the road that we own. This is the path we own. This is the ladder that we own. This is where, how Allah's guidance is getting us back to the heaven, because He said He's going to come. And see, when you recognize when He comes, see, that's the beautiful thing. Because when you recognize and you say, oh, alhamdulillah, and you're so grateful, and you're so grateful, and you're so grateful, and you're just so grateful, then you know you own. You know you own. And so this is where we are at. And Al-Asma ul-Husna guarantees us. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, he has said that those that could remember the Al-Asma ul-Husna, 99 beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and incorporate them in your lives, in your daily life, earns the seat in paradise. He didn't say earn the seat to paradise. He said he earned the seat in paradise. And I'm like, oh, alhamdulillah, that is so kind of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, yeah, that's what we're doing. So please join us. And we talk about other Islamic materials. If we talk health. We might talk about health, physical health, mental health, spiritual health, social health, our own intellectual health that we have. Come. Hey, and we're at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. And I'm not going to go into that because, you know, we was at one time 10 o'clock, weren't we? But we ain't going to say nothing about that. Yes. Everybody's going to be in the bed by 10. Don't I tell you that? All right, Martha Nyla. We wish, don't we?
Yes. Alhamdulillah. But you can stay right there as I share with everyone your efforts through the CWSC Intelligentsia component directors. As with the directors are all located all over the country, the intent to get to know, and this is a getting to know you process.
Okay.
And I believe wholeheartedly in a one-on-one getting to know you. And as we know the years past where the personalities or the personableness of the personalities coming out, we know how we love seeing Imam Wahdatuddin Muhammad, Rahimahullah. We love seeing our Imam, our beloved Imam. And when they're not present and someone else is standing in, we get to know them. And as we get to know one another, then we truly get to know one another as I'm sitting here dining with Mahasan Abdul Salam. And we had our social...
I love you. Yes. Assalamu alaikum,
dear sister Dupree.
Well, make a lot of love. So come on now, come on. Yeah, you know I love you.
Yes. We are, neither Sister Martha or I had any idea that Allah would bless us to spend the day, and we're into the night now on the day of Yom Jummah.
Yeah, Yom
okay?
Jummah.
And we know that Friday is a special day, period, mm-hmm. in the Muslim tradition. It was the day Adam was created, right?
Absolutely.
And other significant things occur on Friday. But here we are blessed to be face-to-face, hand-to-hand, back-to-back. Martha and I have been associated together for the last 9 years, going on 10 years. This is the first time I have seen her face-to-face and have her as a guest in my home. And it was, you talk about doing the happy dance.
I'm
doing the cabbage patch. So we have enjoyed. It is though you joined us for dinner,
right,
Sister Dupree, because you were here sharing the beautiful conversations and appreciations of the wonderful thing while we're enjoying this food. And it's halal, super gyro, the mixture of halal chicken and halal lamb. And Martha's having hers over rice, and I had it in the sandwich style. So this has been a three-way joy, listening to you sharing with us things that are important to our developmental stage development. So I thank you, my love. It's good to hear your voice. I'm going to pass the mic right back to Sister Martha. And you have a beautiful night now, Sister Dupree, inshallah. Okay?
Thank you. So kindly. So good to hear you. I'm going to call you soon. I'm going to call you, girl. I know I got you.
Okay.
I got you. I'm going to call you.
Okay, please.
You know, that's okay, y'all. I ain't going to hold you up no longer. I'm going to leave it right there. I look forward to talking to you. Oh, this is so wonderful, such a treat. Such a treat. I'm going to be quiet.
Well, we certainly enjoyed you, and everyone else on the East Coast. Just look forward to a personable outreach, reaching out, meet and greet, and that's all. That's what it's about. And Allah Subhanahu wa Taala is in charge. Whatever is developed, if we in talking with different ones as we did today, we held a shura took place. We met the most beautiful sister who's now. She is exactly ready for a CWSC and a lost found out, and then an elder who is ready as historian, as a historian can be. And we're meeting them in person. And Imam Abdulaziz, we can't say enough about him and his coordination, his discipline with everyone, and his courteous, cordial, loving stuff with the children that are standing in line with the parents who are waiting to get their food.
Yes.
He takes the time to get to know all these residents.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I've not met that young man in person, but when I met him, and I heard this brother say, and when he speak, and he say, I mean. He say, and after that, we say, I mean. And I mean, I mean, you know. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, that soul of that person, you know. I would love to meet him in person, and I look forward to seeing him in person. And I just love that spirit. I love it. I love it. Yes, he's a very
special
young man. Mm-hmm.
All
yes.
of his team mm-hmm. reflects his leadership.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. 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 Alhamdulillah. Well, he does it very well.
Now, what we will be doing is going over to, Mahasan doesn't know it yet, but she's going to be my co-conspirator. But in her free time, inshallah, travel with me to these other areas. And it's Allah's doing to the other areas up here, because we have the Yusuf Shah Islamic Center. We have Masjid Taqwa. And those who are connected with Masjid Khalifa, I believe it's going to be undergoing some construction.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the Masjid in New Jersey. And they're just all around. But we have seven directors here in the New York, the Northeast area. That includes Patricia Nima Muhammad and Sarah. Oh. Patricia Nima Muhammad and Prince there in New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
Trenton,
mm-hmm.
and then Sarah Muhammad with the Volunteer Human Resource Network. They both are. She's in Philadelphia. Then there's William Kareem in Queens, New York. There with he's Leadership Development Council, and he's internship. And Imam Abdulaziz is with National Leadership Advisory Council and ambassadors. So you see a whole crux of our intelligentsia is right here in the Northeast area, as well as Hassan herself is a CWSC analyst. So she's getting hands-on. Now she can really assess things and see CWSC with a whole different vision or inclusive vision. And
You know, we understand that there are positions that Allah knows each of us is particularly suited for, Sister Dupreeta, because he's the one who gave us, and each of us, Allah has given a gift and something to contribute to the service of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And when we come together in that team effort, that collaboration and partnership, we can support each other in the work that we do in very productive ways. And like we say, it's astounding to see the talent and the gifts in our our communities, not only our Muslim association communities, but the neighbors. I was looking, the majority of people who were online were from the Caribbean, Puerto Rico, you know, husbands and wives and children with their grocery carts coming to get a fulfillment of nutrition. And they themselves formed teams to keep the area clean and orderly. There were sisters who were breaking down the boxes as we emptied them in the distribution. So it's like the human being really does have the understanding, internal
understanding of how to create a loyal and an appropriate and orderly society. It was marvelous to watch. And they were smiling very shyly at we sisters, you know. I guess maybe they were looking at because we're dressed for Juma, right?
Right.
So you can see the distinction between that and the casual dress that most Americans assume. And you could see it in their eyes. It's just, I'd like to try that, you know. Or can you tell me more about why you wear that scarf?
Mm-hmm.
This is what they honestly want to know. So we have to, as Prophet Muhammad did, make ourselves available to our community, to nurture them, to do dawah, to answer their natural curiosity and questions about how they can get close to their Lord, to their Creator. They want to know. People want to know. And it's our obligation to share that. So I'll stop right there, but love you.
I love you. I know you're going to, you have to finish up your program, and I don't know.
Yes, ma'am.
Appreciate you. So.
You're more than welcome, love. Okay, and everyone, as Deprita has so beautifully let us know how she's lined up and ready for tomorrow, everyone. That's 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Alice Lam in Focus. And tomorrow morning, Evolution of Revolutionary Thought and Creative Purpose with Imam Kareem Hamid. And we know that he presents that avenue, opens the door for us to be reminded of hearing Imam Warsi Muhammad, all for the purpose of becoming more in line in what we think we heard. And then we hear it again and again, and we write down. So that's pen and paper, or pencil and paper. Write down what we are hearing, but more than just, ones would say parroting, repeating what he said. We can repeat it, but then adjust it to our own thinking, internalization of what we hear and how it is operating in our life, inshallah. And then at 10 to 11 a.m., preparing to make it in the land of plenty, Imam Delacy Uma, as well as his recurring guest, Imam Professor Rabbani Muhammad, and also his co-host there, Imam Michael Hameen at the engineering. So they're sharing with us, preparing to make it in the land of plenty, coming from the in-depth, I think it is still on faith, because at one point it was Zakat, but the five pillars is what they're discussing, as well as the four areas that concern every human being. And the five pillars concern every human being, and the four areas of governance, education, economics, and sociocultural concern the human being. And out from the sociocultural is religion. How do we define religion and health? And we know what has been coming about, too, and we'll speak more on it next week, inshallah, is journalism. Journalism, how are we being defined, or what's the narrative for African Americans? And I say, Imam, it has been thrusting human. As he said, before our African-American selves or before our American selves, we're human. So the clothing that we put on, of clothing of righteousness, and then the clothing of being human, when we put that on, and then we identify ourselves as a national representative of a group or ethnic group, then that's okay, but as long as our human expression comes first. So praise be to Allah for all of the presenters that come on tomorrow morning. That's Imam Kareem Hamid, Imam Delacy Uma Phillips, Imam Professor Rabbani Muhammad, Imam Michael Hameen, and then our dear sister, Deprita Hadi. So everything that we present is developing ourselves. So community developmental stages. Yes, the community of self,
and then the self going into the community outward, reaching out. And I say that, too, to remind you that as I travel here, we have an Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, who is over connected with the think tank. And I believe in July he's going to be presenting, not just presenting, but he wants to connect with those who are ready, willing, and capable, not just able, ready, willing, and capable, qualified so, to be ready to put things in action, put it in action. And he and Imam Abdul Karim are over the think tank, Abdul Karim of Texas. So we have that, and then coming on down, I'm coming on down to North Carolina, or respectfully so. I will be there in Atlanta, but in North Carolina is Khalida Akbar.
Yes.
And then and she's with the Strategic Family Institute. And then coming on down, one in Florida. Yeah, yes, it'll be with Munira Habil, who is with the Strategic Family Institute.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And Imam Jalisa Umar is one of our advisors, but more so with economics, inshallah, as he is representatively with the Florida Conference of Muslim Americans. So when I connect with the Florida Conference of Muslim Americans, now I can appreciatively, when I'm sharing about the East Coast, if that's where I am, then it is a heart connect and it is a mind connect. And then it definitely can develop into understanding the overall goal. Now we can see the goal of everyone and what their mission is, what goals they've set, and then how they're going to reach those goals. And then tie those goals into the central of the United States and tie that with the West.
You know why that's important, Sister Martha? Is because we cannot understate the fact that our promised destiny by Allah, as human beings that he allowed to go through a challenging transformation to be made a new people, that we are being developed to provide that moral, justified leadership, redirecting so that the human family unites under God's protection. We say in our Pledge of Allegiance, one nation under God. What about one world under our Creator? Won't that be unity?
Right.
MashaAllah. Okay, we've reached our 90-second alert here. I'm going to pass it back to Sister Allah. And good night to you all. May Allah bless you with a peaceful night, early morning rise. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for joining us.
Alaikum assalam. Well, we love you all, and here we're going to play We've Got to Be Thankful, because that is it. Okay, so everyone, we love you for being here, each of you, and we love your constant, continuous participation, but we don't want to fail in reminding us all that the blue donate button on cwsc.us, click on that blue donate button, tap it, and let it know that you're calling on it to open up, and you share whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you to share. We are always open to that, and as well as the wealth of your intelligence. Please be willing to share, connecting with the Model Community National Resource Directory and helping those other directors that are out there having volunteered their services, having taken the oath of office to do so. That's a big step, everyone. So praise be to Allah for Thomas Abdus-Salam, Rahimullah Alay, and his contribution that is continuing to grow, and we're giving it, putting the meat on the bone. And yes, definitely. Dr. Aisha Kareem, I can't say enough about her. She is holding her own. She is right there, and she's geared and ready to present any time. So I want you to know that she really is doing her due diligence with making sure that the history of AM360 and how it evolved and how they're keeping it as the history should reflect, that it takes human being to do this, to perform the history, be in the history. Allahu Akbar. All right, there, listeners. Yes, we can go on. I mean, I love it, love it, love it. But I'm going to go. We've got to be thankful, all right? Praise be to Almighty God for your being here. Let's see. Okay. Thankful? Yes. Let's see. There it is. Enjoy, everyone, and have a blessed evening. And an early morning rise. Blessed also.
Early in the morning, seeing a friend, Devon's fresh brewed coffee as I stumble down the stairs. Tiptoe by the bedroom where my children used to sleep. 25 years later, I still pray my Lord their souls can keep. Grab my keys, grab my hat, and I head on out the door. Crank up my old pickup truck, get off the work I go. But I gotta be all right,
gotta be all right,
the best that I can. Try and make a difference, 'cause that's just who I am. I've gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and let a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be thankful,
gotta be grateful for my life, and all the things he's given me that make my life my life. For the warm rays of sunshine, stars that light the night, friends that last forever, and my children and my wife. Now there's a little boy, he lives down the street, who wants to grow to be a man. But life is rough and the streets are tough, and he tries to understand. He say, mister, can you help me? Can you lend a helping hand? Tell me why the life's so rough. Can you help me understand? Well, I think about the days gone by and the things my daddy said, and the wisdom that he shared with me still lingers in my head. He said, you gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
you gotta do the best that you can. Try and make a difference in any way you can. You've got to be strong,
gotta be strong,
and lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be thankful,
you gotta be grateful for your life, and all the things he's given you that makes your life, for the warm rays of sunshine, and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and your children and your wife. Go back to Columbus, and I sing the day's last prayer, asking for his blessing for people everywhere, and our sons and daughters who fight in foreign lands, trying to make a difference for their family. But they gotta be alright, they gotta do the best that they can. Try and make a difference any way they can. They've got to be strong,
gotta be strong,
and lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each
mind every single day. But they gotta be thankful. They gotta be grateful for the lives and all the things he's given them that make their life their life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Yeah, they gotta be thankful.
All righty, everyone. Blessed evening. Love you much. All of you out there. Assalamu alaikum.